Okay, so here we are. Shavua Tov, Boker Tov. Here from sunny Jerusalem. Here I am, Avram Williger, just checking out, sitting literally live, streaming live from the Kotel right here. This is awesome. Jew Town, here I am. So here we have Jew Thoughts from Jew Town. Jacob Jin, and everyone else can listen in. I'm excited to be here. Learning with you this morning. I must say that on a very sad note, it's painful for me and sad for me. Now we're dedicating this year today to the memory of Shlomo ben Miriam, who is the father of Evan Hendel, who's my dear, dear friend and student who learned here at Eshet Torah. And his father passed away on Friday, and it's been a long and painful and difficult journey. I've been kind of, you know, with Evan for a few years on this difficult journey already, literally a few years, and it's a painful day. As we'll see, the topic of today's discussion, which is a short topic, is very much about connecting to parents, and that is. These words of Torah should be, should be a merit for Shlomo ben Miriam, may his memory be a blessing. Amen. Okay, as we read the Torah portions of Lech Lecha, right, we arrive at a new station, a new stage. We studied history and looked and searched and we arrive at a man, a single human being who becomes essentially the patriarch. He is the father of the Jewish people. And as we read the Torah, very, very early on, I'm going to skip the details for now, very early on, almost immediately as we meet Avraham Avinu, he is engaged with his children. He is thinking about his future progeny. He's thinking long into the future. What type of people think so far in the future? I mean, we think about, you know, what are we eating for dinner tonight? Maybe probably more like what's for lunch, okay? What kind of, what are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing over the weekend? What are we doing, this week? What are we doing next week? We're looking to engage in making a living. You know, what kind of car we're going to buy maybe? What school we're going to? What job? Okay, fine. Are you thinking about what's going to happen when you're... Are you thinking about your children? Are you thinking about your grandchildren? How about your great-great-great-grandchildren? Spend the time thinking about that. Abraham, as we're introduced to him in the Torah, is right off the bat, we find that he's very future-focused, very much thinking about the future. The truth is, I'd like to introduce to you a model, kind of a dimension of Judaism which is rich and way bigger than our own very selves, and that is history and what I'll call destiny. We today are known as, who are you?
The Jewish people.
You are B'nai Yisrael. And what land do you live in? Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, B'nai Yisrael?
The children of Israel.
Who is Israel?
Yaakov.
Israel's an actual dude. Who's that? Who is Israel? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is named not just Jacob, Father Jacob, the son of Jacob. You know how old Jacob is? Jacob died 3,000 years ago or more, you know? What do you mean we are the... Way more. What do you mean we're the children of Jacob? No, we are connected to Jacob. We are connected. We still today, we call ourselves the children of Jacob. When I bless my children on Friday night, and I'm blessing you to be able to bless your children. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I bless your children right now. May your children have rich fathers and beautiful mothers. Amen.
Amen.
And when you bless your children, you know how you bless them? I'll tell you how I bless them. May you be like Avram Avinu. May you be like Yaakov. May you be like Manasseh, Ephraim. You get it? We bless our children. We're connected to our great-great-grandparents. And we are known as B'nai Israel. See, when I meet a person, he tells me, I say, who are you? He says, I'm John Smith. John Smith. Now, John Smith really is John Smith. I mean, that's who he is. That's who he is. It's who he's always been. And if you walk over to him and say, hey, tell me, Rezo, I'm John Smith. Okay, you signed this contract. Fine. Yeah. You know, I'm interested in you're interviewing for a job. Who are you? John Smith. That's it. That's all you need to know. My credentials. Here's my resume. Here's what I've done. And that's all that's important. Is it of significance? How big of a significance? Like, and who is your grandpa? I don't know. Sometimes John Smith has no idea who his grandpa is. Sometimes he doesn't even know who his pa is. Tragically, in the big world. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound judgmental. Sometimes he doesn't even know who his dad is. Right? Who are you? Who are you? That's the question. This is the question. The question of a Jew. Right? What is your identity? And what shapes your identity? Your identity, catch this, is in understanding, in as much as, we'll call it understanding your connectivity, understanding your ancestry and your progeny. Understanding where you come from and where you're going to. Understanding that we Jews do not live simply in the 21st century. We don't. In Judaism, you know who you are? I'll tell you. In Judaism, in a legal document, you're going to get married to this guy. You're not going to write a formal, official document. You know what it's going to say? It's going to say, what was your dad's name? It's going to say, Kesen ben Yehoshua. You know who a Jew is? This Jew right here? His name is Kesen ben Yehoshua. That's it. It's all you need to know. He is Kesen, the son of Yehoshua. What do you mean? But what else? We don't care. But where is he from? What's his last name? We call it last name. Last names? What is last name? What is a last name? It's some name, right? Smith or whatever it is, right? No. We say that's not who it is. That's not. We need to know who your dad is. We need to know who your granddad is. We need to know, so to speak, where you're coming from, what you're connected to, and what you're passing forth. Do you have children? In Judaism, do you know what it means to be Jewish? You know, the Torah expresses it's almost like synonymous with Judaism. This is the expression I'll quote the Torah. Lavo b'kahal. What does that mean? To someone who can really join the congregation is someone who, in the context of marrying and having children. That's what it means. Marrying and having children. But wait a second. I'm a Jew just as I am. You're right. You are. But you haven't really joined, so to speak, the ranks, until you connect your past to your future. Until you connect your past to your future.
What about your father's not Jewish?
Okay. If your father's not Jewish,
your mother's Jewish.
Right? Either your father's name or we use the name Abraham. That's technical. The point is that you're still Jewish and you're connected to our... But you'll say, no, but my father was, he didn't practice reason. So what? He has the genetic spiritual coding of Judaism that he's given to you. And in that code is, go another generation back or another. You don't have to go more than 5 generations, 6, 10, whatever it is. Right? The majority of Jewish history, the Jewish people were, they were very Jewish. They're very Jewish. Right? Today, people say, I'm Jewish, like sort of Jewish, right? But you are where you come from. That's who you are. On your ksuba, on your wedding document, God forbid, if someone would write a divorce, right? At your bris, you were called Kesem ben Yehoshua. At your bris, Evan was called Ephraim Yisrael ben Shlomo. That's who he is. And that's who Evan is and will be. And when you're called to the Torah, your bar mitzvah, whatever, who are you when we call you to the Torah? We call someone to the Torah in the context of their family, of their parents. Avraham Avinu is the first parent. He is the parent of the Jewish people. And oh goodness, does he parent. He parents in every which way. He prays for his children. He thinks about his children. He plans for his children. He has conversations with God very early on. I want to make sure that my children will be okay. I want to love my children, take care of my children. The rabbis teach us that parents think about their children even though they're dead. Even though they're dead. When their children, something good happens to their children, they're happy. When something sad happens to their children, they're sad. In Judaism, we actually have names. Okay, the technical name for this is a patronymic suffix. Okay, whoa, it sounds heavy, right? But the names that we know, right? Let's say Abramson. You know the name Abramson. Why is he called Abramson? You go back, you know, look, many generations ago there were no last names, but then, you know, it's an interesting study of last names, you know, when the last names come back. But last name, Abramson. Okay, so why is he called Abramson? You know why? Because there was a guy named Abram. That was his name, Abram. And Abram had a son. Right? So how do they call someone? They call someone, ooh, he's Abram's son. That's who he is. Who is he? What do you mean? But I'm my own guy. Maybe you are. But you know who you really are? You are the son of Abram. You're Abram's son. You're Abram's son. And you want to know something? If you actually study other languages, there are other suffixes, patronymic suffixes that we all know. These are names, Jewish names. We know them so well, right? Leibowitz. What's Leibowitz? The suffix "is" means son of. I don't know, Lithuanian, or I don't know which one, German. You know, there are a lot of variations on this. Spelled Leibovitz, Leibowitz, right? Wolfowitz, right? Leibowitz, right? Leibowitz, Leibowitz. It's all the same. It's all the same concept. Right? Abramowitz. Abramowitz. You know what Abramowitz? What is Abramowitz? It means Abramson. It means Ben Abraham. That's what it means. We are all Abramson. We are all Abramowitz, right? And there's another name, right? I think it's Polish oriented. Suffix S-K-I. Ski. Ski, right? Twersky. There was a guy named Twer. Right? He had a son. They called him Twersky. Twer's son. Twersky, right? You got it? Pamensky. Polanski, right? Abramsky. What does Abramsky mean? Abraham's son. These are the Jewish names. Also the Abramson. And Shifrin is also son of?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, and there are many other suffixes like that. You are your father's son. That's who you are. We are our parents. We come from our... We don't just show up. Maybe in the world of John Smith, we take him for who he is. But Judaism doesn't look at it that way. Judaism sees everything as one long story. Do we pick up the conversation of the Jewish people? Do we pick up the story of the Jewish people? Do we transmit the story of the Jewish people? Do we transmit our Judaism that we receive with two hands, hopefully, from our parents and grandparents, and transmit it to our own children? This is most beautifully observed when you make Aliyah and you come to Israel and you look at a Jewish passport or a Jewish Tudat Zehut. On my Tudat Zehut, which I'm happy to take out for you, what does it say on it? It says, Avram Willig. And then it says, who is your father's name? Who is your father? It says my father's name. My mother's name. On your American passport, it doesn't say, oh yeah, you are, you know, John Smith, son of George. You know, who cares about George? You know, my name is John Smith. That's who I am. But in Israel, in Judaism, that's not how it is. You are a continuation of who your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-grandparents. That is who you are. What is the measure of a success of a Jew? How do you measure the success of a Jew in his life? Did he receive Judaism? And did he pass it on? Did he create a new generation? Right? Did he receive Judaism from the previous generations? And did he pass on his Judaism to the future? Right? We are the job of a Jew is to connect his history to his destiny. To connect his history to his destiny. To take his past and hoist it right forward into his future. Right? A Jew lives in the past. A Jew lives for the future. Every day you look at the prayer books, we're thinking about the future all day long. But we're also thinking about the past all the time. Right? Who are we? That's who we are. Right? In fact, there's so much to say about this. There's so much to say about this. But if you look at the end of yesterday's portion, Yitzchak, God calls, Abraham calls his son Yitzchak. Okay? And what does Yitzchak stand for? What does Yitzchak stand for? It should be right in front of me.
His laughter.
Hold on. Correct. It's right in front of me. I don't see it. Shame. It's right in front of me. But Rashi brings that his name is Yitzchak, because the name Yitzchak is actually an acronym. It stands here. Yud, which is the equivalent of 10 in Hebrew. Yud, the letter 10. That stands for Asera Nisyonos, the 10 tests of Abraham. Okay? Yitz, the Tzadi, is the equivalent of, is number 90 in Judaism. We'll explain that at a different time. That was the 90 years of age that Sarah had a baby. Okay? Chet, Yitzcha, Chet is the 8th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That's how we count numbers. Number 8, on 8 days, Yitzchak had a bris milah. Kuf is 100. And 100 years, Avram Avinu had a bris milah. In other words, you're seeing that Yitzchak is like he's like not just a continuation, it's like the highlights of Avram's life. That's who a child is. That's what, the first child is named after his father's spiritual accomplishments. Like, here's who I am, here's what I've done, here's what I'm giving you. And now Yitzchak, it's your turn to take that and move that forward and bring that forward and to create something new and fresh. Not different and unique in your own way. Yes, different and unique in your own way, but not too different. In other words, not cutting ties with where you come from. So even when we daven every day, every single day when we daven, we talk not only about the future, we say, what's the opening of Shemana Esrei? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Elokei Avraham, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Right now, today. Today, in 2018, we're still thinking about the fact that we are the great-grandchildren of these people. These are our heroes, not just our spiritual heroes. They're our physical, biological fathers, who we come from. This is what they've given us, and it is our responsibility to pass it forward. And I'm sure that Shlomo ben Miriam, up in Shamayim, up in heaven, is going to have great nachas. A great nachas in the fact that his son, Ephraim Yisrael, Ben Shlomo, right, is carrying his Jewish legacy forward. And may his memory be a blessing. Gentlemen, Shavua Tov, make it a great week.